Hello, I'm calling from Metro Research. We're conducting an opinion survey about important issues facing Massachusetts and the schools in your area. Are you at least 18 years old and a resident of Massachusetts? Hello?
What?
Yes, we are conducting an opinion survey about important issues facing Massachusetts and the schools in your area. Are you at least 18 years old and a resident of Massachusetts?
Yeah.
Thank you. And how many children are living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade?
One
child. Thank you, ma'am. Moving on fast. Thank you so much. For the statistical purposes, what is your age, please?
45.
Thank you. How would you describe your gender?
Female.
Thank you, ma'am. How would you describe your race or ethnicity?
Black.
Thank you, ma'am. Moving on. What grade is your child currently in?
11.
11. All right. Thank you so much. Which of the following best describes the school where your child is enrolled this year? Is a public school run by the school district, public charter schools, parochial school or Catholic school, non-Catholic private or independent school, homeschooling, or another format?
Public.
Public. Thank you, ma'am. Moving on. To the best of your knowledge, are any of your children enrolled in a vocational technical school? Vocational technical schools teach students the skills they need for trade or occupation.
I don't have.
Don't. Okay. Thank you. Students are often graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your 11th grade child's school was graded in the same way. Considering all parts of the school's experience, such as communications, academic support, curriculum, counselors, teachers, extracurricular, and so on, how would you grade your 11th grade child's school so far this year? Or is it too early in the year to tell?
Too early.
How would you rate it?
It's too early to tell. They just
Too early to tell. Thank you. Thank you so much. Moving on. When thinking about a grade for your child's school, what factor would be the most important to you if you were to give a grade to the school? What factor would you consider the most important? The one that we mentioned before, like communications, academic support, curriculum, counselor, teachers, extracurriculars, and so on. Which one would be the most important to you in giving the communications?
I don't know. Curriculum?
No, communications are fine, ma'am. Anything else that you would like to add?
Curriculum.
Okay, thank you. Just give me a moment to enter that information here. Communications and curriculum. Okay, very well. Anything else?
No.
Moving on then. To the best of your knowledge, is your 11th grade child's reading at the level expected for a student in their age group?
Yes.
Thank you. And how about in terms of math? Is your 11th grade child working at the level expected for a student in their age group when it comes to math?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Does your 11th grade child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called IEP?
No.
Thank you so much. And does your 11th grade child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL?
No,
thank you, ma'am. Moving on. Thinking about your 11th grade child mental and emotional health this year, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not too concerned.
Not too concerned. Okay, thank you. How much have you discussed your 11th grade child's hopes and plans after high school with them? Have you discussed them, the 11th grade child's after school, a great deal, a fair amount, just a little, or not at all?
Just a little.
Just a little, thank you. Which of the following do you think your 11th grade child would be interested in doing after they finish high school? Would they be interested in beginning an associate degree, begin a bachelor's degree, begin a training program for a trade job, or enter the workforce?
A bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's degree, very well. Then moving on. How well is your 11th grade child school preparing your child to pursue their goals after high school? Would you say they are preparing them very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not well at all?
What was the question?
Yeah, how well is your 11th grade child school preparing your child to pursue their goals after high school? Are they being prepared very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not well at all?
Somewhat well.
Somewhat well, thank you. What would you say are the most significant challenges ahead for your child as they work to achieve their post-high school goals? In your opinion, what is the most significant challenge ahead of your child as they work to achieve their post-high school goals?
Homework.
Excuse me?
Finishing the homework.
Finishing homework? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what's happening.
Uh-huh. And let me enter that. I'm finishing homework, so he started having issues with that. Anything else you would like to add?
I think that's the main thing. Homework. Too much homework.
Okay, finishing homework. He's having troubles with that. So that's why I'm exactly when I'm emptying right now. Let me just rephrase that. I think.
So how much time left? I have to go pray.
Excuse me?
I have to go pray. How much left?
Oh, just a few minutes more. Please tell me as much as you can, please. Your opinion is very, very important. Is your 11th grade child, you said your 11th grade child would most likely to begin a bachelor's degree. How confident are you that your child will be in a position to do this after high school? Are you very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
I'm confident.
Some very confident or somewhat confident? Very? Okay. Thank you. When thinking about the possibility of your 11th grade child attending college, how much of a concern is each of the following? Total tuition cost, would you say you are very concerned? Is a major concern, minor concern, or not a concern at all? Total tuition cost.
Very concerned.
Is that a major concern?
Very concerned with the tuition.
Okay, so that's a major concern. The choices are major concern, minor, or not a concern. So that's a major. Major then, very well. How about the cost of room and board? Is that a major concern as well, minor concern, or not a concern?
Major.
Major. The cost of books?
Yeah.
Major concern or minor?
Major. I have a kid in college, so I know.
Okay. How about the cost of applying to college?
That's a big concern. Yeah.
Major concern? Okay. Very well. Moving on. Do you believe the potential long-term benefits of a college degree make the cost worthwhile for nearly everybody, most people, some people, just a few people, or nobody?
What?
Do you believe the potential long-term benefits of a college degree make the cost worthwhile for nearly everybody, most of the people, some people, or just a few people, or nobody?
Oh, boy. And mostly, yes.
Most people?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. As you may know, vocational, technical, or voc tech programs provide hands-on skills and training for future careers. Does your 11th grade child school offer vocational training?
My school, high school?
Yeah, the high school where your child goes. Does they offer vocational training or voc tech? No, they don't. Almost done. Do you think vocational technical programs in your, technical programs in your 11th grade child school would benefit your child's future career opportunities or not?
Yes,
they would. Okay. Would you be open to exploring vocational programs for your 11th grade child after they finish high school? Would you or not?
I will.
Would you consider it?
Yeah.
Thank you. What would your hesitation be about considering vocational programs for your 11th grade child, if any? What would your hesitations be about considering vocational programs for your 11th grade child?
No hesitation.
No hesitations. Okay, let me enter that then. Yeah, when you said, you know, that part I had to enter for verbatim, just as you mentioned it. Okay, when thinking about post-high school plans for your 11th grade child, how important do you believe each of the following are in helping make their plans? Like family members, are they very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Very important. How about college prep programs? Are they very important? College prep programs or college preparation programs, are they very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all?
Somewhat important.
And your influence as a parent, is that very important? Somewhat important?
Very important.
No. Very important. How about, how important are teachers?
Very important.
Very important. Guidance counselors?
Very important.
And friends and peers plans?
No.
Somebody very important, someone important, not too important, or not at all?
Someone.
Thank you, ma'am. Almost done.
I need to go, Scott, though.
Just help me just a bit more, please, because otherwise we will lose all this valuable information. How well is your 11th grade child school preparing students academically for the possibility of attending college? Would you say they are preparing them very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not well at all?
Somewhat well,
thank you, ma'am. Which opportunities, if any, does your 11th grade child high school offer? Do they offer advanced placement or international baccalaureate courses, dual enrollment courses, early college courses, work-based learning or internship opportunities?
Advanced placement,
that's okay. Okay. Almost done. Which of the following best describes your 11th grade child? They have already started applying to college. They will likely apply to college later. They will likely not apply to college. Which one of those describes your 11th?
Likely later.
Later, okay, thank you. How much would you say you know about the college admission process? Do you know a great deal, a fair amount, just a little, or nothing at all?
A great deal.
Great deal. Oh, you already have a child in college. You mentioned that. How much would you say you know about the financial aid process for college? A great deal, fair amount, just a little, or nothing at all?
A great deal.
Great deal. Thank you. And to what extent do you believe the cost of college might impact your 11th grade child choices I've got college to attend? A great deal, fair amount, just a little, or not at all?
What's the question?
To what extent do you believe the cost of college might impact your 11th grade child's choice of what college to attend? Would that impact a great deal, fair amount, just a little, or not at all?
Yeah, great deal.
Great deal, the cost of college, all right. Has your 11th grade child participated in college preparation programs while in high school or not?
What is the question?
Has your 11th grade child participated in college preparation programs while in high school or not? College preparation programs, yes.
Oh, not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
They did, right? Okay. Has your 11th grade child taken any courses that offer college credits while in high school?
Yeah. Oh, college credits? Yeah.
Yes. Yes, they have. Okay, thank you. Almost done. Which of the following career development activities has your 11th grade child participated in while in high school? Has he participated in career fairs, job shadowing opportunities, resume building workshops, mock interviews, internship or co-op programs, or none of the above?
Job
shadowing opportunities.
Yeah, he's that,
okay. Yeah. Okay, so the choices are, we're asking if he has participated in career fairs, job shadowing opportunities, resume building workshops. Okay, job shadowing opportunities. Okay, yeah. Very well. Anything else? Mock interviews, internship, or co-op programs?
No.
No, okay, moving on. To the best of your knowledge, does your 11th grade child identify as LGBTQIA plus or not?
What is IA plus?
LGBTQIA plus. It's a gender identification. I'm asking if your child identify as that or not. To the best of your knowledge, not. Okay. The last few questions are for the statistical purposes. What languages are spoken regularly at home?
English.
Only English, very well.
Thank you. Yeah.
What other language? Only English?
And Luganda.
Ugandan. Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, ma'am, yourself?
I have a master's degree in science.
Master's, thank you, ma'am. Last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Joseph told me when I get to a right category, below 25,000, 25,000 to 50,000, 50,000 to less than 75,000, 75,000 to less than 100,000, 100,000 to less than 150,000, more than 150,000.
What is it,
150,000? Yeah, well, the 100,000 to 150,000 or more than 150,000.
So more than 100.
Okay, so 100, between 100,000 and 150,000. Would that be correct?
Yeah.
Thank you. Moving on. Finally, what is your five-digit zip code, please?
01801.
Thank you, ma'am. Let me enter that. Sometimes reporters like to contact survey respondents to conduct a brief follow-up interview. We will need to pass along your answers and your name and phone number to our reporters for this purpose. Your responses to this survey would never be used in any report without your permission. Would you be willing to be contacted by a reporter? Yes or no?
No.
No, thank you. And last question, would you like to participate in future surveys about Massachusetts and your community? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Finally, what is your first name, please? Just verify the information I have here.
What is my name now?
So you agreed to be contacted for future service, so they ask for the information and phone number. Mm-hmm. First name and last name and phone number.
S-A-I-S-H-A.
Okay, that's the first name?
Yeah.
And last name?
K-A-M-O-G-A.
O-D-A, very well. And can you please verify your phone number?
781-346-3105.
Yes, that's what we had. Just verifying. Thank you so much, ma'am. And what is the best email address to reach you with service and invitations?
No, not email.
No, okay. Do you prefer to be contacted by text message or email?
Text message.
Text message. Very well. Let me choose that. Text message. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation and your valuable time, and very kind of you.
Thank you
so much. Bye.